Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatley, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today's reading is Joel chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 and 12 through 17, and Psalm 37, verses 1 through 11. Today is February 16th, and we are 2 days away from Ash Wednesday, just the beginning of the season of Lent. As I read the passages that lead us into self-reflection, prayer, and repentance and renewal, I invite you to hear them with the Holy Spirit at work in your heart. Our first reading again is from Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 and 12 through 17. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Our second passage is from the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 1 through 11. Do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And he will do this. He will make your righteous rewards shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. Thank you for listening today as we have read together God's Word. And now I'd like to just speak to you a little bit about Ash Wednesday coming up, because it is a service that I feel is very important in the life of believers. We read today Joel 2, verses 1 and 2, which starts out, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. The significance for the season of Lent for Baptists is the central focus of the returning part. There was a great author and minister and professor at Wesley Theological Seminary, Lawrence Hull Stuckey. He has now passed away in 2016. And he wrote a book named Calendar, Christ's Time for the Church. And in it, he wrote, there is ever the need for reassessment and renewal, lest a lively faith be diminished by an increased conformity to the old ways, or simply by the dead weight of unimaginative piety. That sounds like a mouthful, but as Christians, it just shows that we often lose focus in our spiritual lives, and a recurring time of personal discernment self-examination, and remembering and repentance is very important. Stuckey goes on to say in that book, in much of American Protestantism, the periodic revival meeting, whether held in Lent or at some other time, is primarily for the group of Christians. As the name indicates, the revival is less an evangelistic occasion directed at the uncommitted than it is a time to revive the sagging spirits of those who are active. Sin is a destructive force in the lives of all people. And Christians, if left unchecked, sin will decrease our passionate devotion to Christ. Sin leads to a destructive cycle wherein a believer sins, experiences guilt, feels like he or she cannot approach God through prayer because of that shame, and then that leads to a further slide into sin, and so on and so on. The late Stanley Grenz, a Canadian Baptist theologian, wrote the following about sin. In sin, the self, rather than God, becomes our criterion of value. We may simply refuse to see ourselves as God's good creation, or we may actually elevate the creation rather than Creator as our sovereign. Sin's improper valuation extends to our human relations as well. Insofar as we erroneously view ourselves as either better than or less than others, our sin leads to broken relationships and the sense of personal insecurity or insignificance. Sin likewise affects the way that we view the creation around us, as we see nature as having value only insofar as it serves us. Grenz is correct in that sin causes people to place value on wrong things in life. We are not, as Christians, immune to sin. When a person places faith in Jesus Christ and experiences His forgiveness, that person doesn't suddenly become just perfect. Even the Apostle Paul struggled with sin, for in Romans chapter 7, verse 21, he writes, "So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man am I! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Paul was conflicted in his spiritual life regarding his continual fall back into sin. It is precisely this constant struggle with sin that supports the need for an observance of the season of Lent within the church. Christ died for everyone, and we are all sinners. And certainly, we still fall into, and sometimes willingly, step into sin. It is imperative that churches provide for a time specifically devoted to a returning from sin back to implicit devotion to Christ. Lent is a time for revival, a turning back to the Lord when sin and life's circumstances have overcome us. People need a time set aside for renewal in their spiritual lives. Lent can provide that opportunity. And what in the world could be more Baptist than a 40-day revival? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you now thanking you for your word that we can use in our lives and how you speak to us through it. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, his sacrifice on the cross for our sins, and for a special service such as Ash Wednesday, which can help us to focus on the sin in our lives that we need to repent for and remind ourselves of your forgiveness that you have promised to us in your scriptures. I pray even now for the service this coming Wednesday night that you would allow it to be important in the lives of all believers and that you would deal with us honestly, and may we deal with you honestly in our lives as we approach this holy season together. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.